Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. I'll just put on my microphone here and I'll favor it with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I take it you all have received instructions as to what you were supposed to do.
Yes.
And I think the marketing manager probably should go first, addressing the needs and desires.
Okay, you want me to start right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, could you put my slides up, because I think it might be helpful if we looked at the slides at the same time.
Okay. Give me a participant.
Four participant. Four, I believe. I see.
Okay. Can you move the screen?
Okay.
Okay, well, I think we have introduced ourselves, so the functional requirements is part of my goal, but why don't we pass right to the second slide, because that's where my discussion starts. All right, well, since I'm in charge of trying to figure out what we should put on this thing, since I have to try to sell it, I thought that the method I should follow would be gather suggestions from everybody. And the reason I just put that there like that is that in the initial stage, I think I should just be open to lots of suggestions. You know, you can say anything you want, no matter how silly it sounds. You know, it should run your car, it should heat up your motor, it should turn on your CD, whatever you want it to do. And then as we go on, what we'll have to do is accept and eliminate these suggestions according to design and budget feasibility. So I'll be coming to you frequently as the industrial expert to tell me how hard it's going to be to add a feature, or how expensive it's going to be, or if your time it takes 5 years to develop this, it's just something we can't do. So in the beginning, just have a big puddle of things that anybody can throw anything in, and then just weed things out that can't be done for one reason or another. And then the things that seem the most attractive to a customer, we'll try to then prioritize those. So that was what I meant there. And as I said on the slide there, consulting the industrial engineer about that. And the other thing is, timing is really going to be as important as money, because if we're going to sell this thing, I think the best time to sell this is a Christmas present. 25 euros makes a nice little present. And we want it to be an impulse purchase. We want somebody to see it and think it's, gee, I just got to have that, and take out their wallet and buy it. So it's got to be really attractive, but it's got to go to market by September, because anything that you don't have already out there in September, showing it around, isn't going to sell for Christmas. and then I'll be coming to you as the user interface person to try to tell me, from your point of view, what are the most friendly features that we could put on it, and try to help me with that prioritizing of the features and of the look and the color. And I'll be coming back to you to help weed out those suggestions from that point of view.
Okay.
So I'll be coming to you for how much is it going to cost and how long is it going to take you. And I'll be coming to you to tell me what's going to make
what
somebody
features?
Take out their wallet. You know, what's going to really be what they call the sizzle, because we've got to sell the sizzle. A lot of times the thing that works the best from an engineering point of view isn't the thing that somebody's really just going to take out their wallet and buy for Christmas for their child or for their husband or whatever. Okay, can we go to the next slide, please? All right, I already did a little bit of research after our first meeting where we threw out some ideas, and it looks to me that within the budget that we're looking at, the whole house idea really isn't going to be possible. So I'd like your suggestions to come back to the other slide where I was saying we could suggest anything. I'd like the suggestions to be really specific, so that we'll have a list of things we can cross off, not something like, you know, whole house control. And then I found on the internet from my research that some extended electronic entertainment control should be possible. At the budget that we're looking at and at the price point we're looking at, we should be able to make it work, the TV, the VCR, the stereo set. Maybe something else cute, like a coffee pot or one other appliance, or maybe a lamp.
Can I at this point interject something? We have received instruction from higher up that certain things should not be considered.
Okay.
The one thing, for example, something to eliminate maybe, that's the teletext, because that's sort of outdated.
Okay.
With the internet. And according to higher management, it should only control the TV, mostly because they feel that it's too complex a task to include other things, and they're concerned with the time to market.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
And the
third thing that they want to make sure that the corporate image is being maintained, and that the corporate color and design are being used on the product, so that it's easy that they can be easily identified as a product of the company, and that there's no mistake that it could be somebody else who is bringing this out. So I just wanted to interject this here, so we're not getting too much off track here with the things we want to look at. These were instructions from higher up, so we have to eliminate these things. So it's
okay,
only going to
so.
Be TV, but the one thing maybe that could be eliminated is the teletext idea.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thanks for that. All right, now other things that I found out in my research is that the complaints that people have about the remote controls that are out there now, is a lot of them take too much time to learn how to use, and that was 34%, but even more important, the thing that we did address in our last meeting, that frequently it's lost somewhere in the room. So those are two things that we definitely do want to address. We want to make it as simple as possible. We want to make it obvious and intuitive to use. And then the things about finding it, we talked about a light emitting thing, as well as maybe a beep. And I think that those are things, after my research, that we definitely want to try to incorporate. Okay, can we go to the next slide, please? Okay, so my personal preferences in this project are, we really have to concentrate on the sizzle. That is the selling point, the thing that's going to make it an impulse purchase. Because once there's no be back, well, in sales they always say, you know, be backs don't come back. If somebody says, oh, I'll come back and get it next week, you're dead. They're never going to come back and buy it. You've got to make it attractive enough so they buy it now, now, now. Now is a big word in my book for selling this thing. And in order to make it really saleable, we've got to shorten the learning curve, make sure it's really intuitive and easy to use. We have to have as few buttons as possible, because more buttons is more confusion. So that's why I'm saying simplicity is good. Finding it's important, obviously. You can't use it if you can't find it. So we've got to concentrate on the features that help you find it. And I've already said this several times, but I put it down in writing here, should be an attractive impulse purchase at 25 euros. So it has to have enough value that when somebody looks at it, they say, 25 euros, I'm not going to take that. It has to be so great that they're going to say, 25 euros isn't much. And then maybe a motto, like we put fashion in electronics, might be something we can use in our marketing campaign. Okay, that's about it for me right now.
Okay. And who would be next? I guess that would be you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want me to get your slideshow
up? Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And you are number three?
Number two.
Number two, yeah.
So today I'm going to talk about the working design of the remote controller.
Okay.
Can you go to the next slide, please?
Mm-hmm.
The method is like, in a remote controller you have a chip, integrated circuit, which is like a brain of the remote controller. It takes the power from a battery, say a battery, it can't be an electric supply, like you have to like switch connect your remote controller to a power supply from the electricity or something like that. It should be a battery, because a remote controller should be like you should take it to wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then this integrated circuit, it takes energy from the power source, and whatever, like if you press a button, it's like an input for the remote controller, and it takes the input and it transforms into infrared bits, and it sends it to the device, like a TV or an air conditioner, something like that. So a remote controller is specifically designed to a single device. If you want to design it for multiple devices, then you should make all the devices compatible with the frequency. Like the remote controller, it sends some bits, some waves, like with a particular frequency. The device should know what the frequency is. It should recognize the waves which are coming from the remote controller, and it should take the action. Like if you press a button channel or something like that, then the remote controller will send a signal, and the TV, it should translate that into like change the channel or something,
mm-hmm.
like that, change the volume control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's hard to design a remote controller for multiple devices.
Yeah, well, that's already been eliminated by management,
so
we're off the hook.
User interface controls the chip, and accordingly the messages, like there should be a user interface, like switch pad or something like that, buttons should be there. So you can control whatever you want. You want to change the channel, you want to control the volume, you want to mute the TV, or you want to have a child lock, or you want to do some operations. There should be some device to tell what to do to the integrated circuit, so that the integrated circuit can send the signals and TV can perform the actions. So can you go to the next slide, please? So I just would like to add some extra features to the remote controller.
Mm-hmm.
I think these are the very simple features, and they don't take much much of the investment also. It's like the text or buttons which are there on the remote controller, those we can make like fluorescent.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like light emitting if it is dark, so that you can find your remote controller if it is dark. And there should be a beep if many buttons are pressed. If suppose a child is playing with the remote controller and she or he is pressing the buttons all at the time, then there should be a beep saying that this is not action. There can be no action taken to that. So, and there should be a child lock, like you should be able to lock your remote controller so that whatever buttons are pressed by a child, they can't be like if you have kids and all, then they'll be playing with the remote controller, so you can lock the remote controller. Make it usable for more than one device. It's hard, but it's possible.
Yeah, well, that has been eliminated.
Yeah.
So that's
unfortunately
a moot point now.
Mm-hmm. And different shapes that we can do, like we can have all animal shapes, or comfortable, which can fit into your hands. And
good from a marketing point of view.
Fun
shape.
And colors also, different colors.
You say that won't add too much to the budget?
I don't think it will be. Like, you can have, if you want.
It just
that,
build
that
the mold, basically.
It's just a shape, so it doesn't matter.
As a budget we're looking at, if you build one mold, I don't think that's going to make a big difference, whether it's going to be square or...
Do you think there's any chance of having basically the same machine with the same buttons, but maybe several different shapes?
Yeah, that is also possible.
Is that
going to
be possible? I think
we will have to look at the budget
be.
On that, but I think in principle that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because
we
had something sort of sexy
mm-hmm.
for adults, we could have something sort of
silly for children,
or
like
a little
an
animal
like
shape,
or
a little elephant, so they can remember where it is.
The buttons also, I think if you want to have more features in your remote controller, then there should be more buttons. If there are more buttons, then it will be more complicated. If you have less features, then your remote controller won't be attractive. So I think we need to make some buttons which are like intended for two or three operations. Like if you press one button in one mode, then it will change the channel. If you press the other button in another mode, it will change the color. So if you want to have less buttons, we can have that option, but I think it will complicate the matter more, I think.
I think that that's something that we'll have to discuss with the user interface person, because I think there's a lot of argument to be made for one button for one feature. Because I think one of the things people were complaining about in my, when I found out in my research, is when they complained about how hard it is to learn a new one.
Mm-hmm.
The changing modes was something.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, you and I, all four of us, we work with computers all the time. Changing modes is nothing for us. But people who...
A little elderly, a little arthritic hand, you know, and it's a small button, and they don't press it exactly, you know, something else happens, and not their favorite channel comes up, but something else, and they're very frustrated.
It's the kind of thing people learn by feel. And
you don't feel the mode change. Yeah.
Maybe having buttons be various shapes might be helpful.
Yeah, shapes also different.
You know, like a triangle is for the volume and a square is for changing
channels.
So that people can develop a tactile sense of it. But we'll get to that with you.
Yeah. And also text should be very clear so that there won't be any ambiguities.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And display clock, if you want more features, then we can display a clock. I don't think it will take any money, extra money, because anyway we have an integrated circuit. I think we can just definitely fit that feature into the circuit.
Yeah, that's a good one, because the clock could be really friendly.
Yes.
And when is your favorite show
yes.
coming on?
Yeah,
a lot of times there's not a clock on the screen and you have to go somewhere, but you just want to look at the news for a minute. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The clock is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you go to the next slide, please? Components, the main components we need for it are like buttons, and underneath that there should be switch and bulbs. Like we can have a bulb, like whenever we are operating a remote controller or whenever the TV is on, suppose, then the remote controller should automatically have a light.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be like if you switch on your TV through another source, not from through a remote controller, and you lost your remote controller, maybe you can find with the light.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can have that. Whenever the TV is on, remote controller will have a light.
Mm-hmm.
And then infrared bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
This is like when it is dark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And battery, there should be a battery for power supply.
Mm-hmm.
And a chip which is like a brain to the remote
mm-hmm.
controller, which does all the operations. And wires connecting all chips, switches, lights, everything.
Yeah.
So there should be wires. And of course, there should be a case where we can keep all the things and, you know, different shapes or whatever it is. There should be a case to put, to give
to
a shape.
To keep the remote?
Yeah.
Case?
A case holder.
Yeah,
holder. Remote
holder.
Holder, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, next slide, please. I have referred the site, the home page of the our website, from where I have I got a few points.
Mm-hmm.
That's it from me now.
Okay.
So we should visit the site and have a look at what's up there.
Well, you don't have to.
It's not like that. I have referred the page to get new ideas or like
okay.
what can be the working design to how it works and all.
Okay. So it might be helpful if we had a look at that?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, thank you. Could you go back to that slide where she had that slide up, Betsy?
It's actually there in, there on the screen.
This one?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'm three.
Would
you want it
full speed? Yes. Okay. As a user interface designer, I did a little research to find out what are the features which a user would like to have on their remote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you please go on to the next
mm-hmm.
slide? So I found out that the main purpose of a remote is to control the function of a television at a far off distance, at remote distance. Now for that, a remote controller should have a switch on off button by which a user can sit anywhere
mm-hmm.
in the room in front
mm-hmm.
of the TV and they can control the functionalities, different functionalities of the TV. There should be a signal, something like a radio wave or an infrared light or a LED, which can be used to change the different functionalities in the television. If the user wants to change the channels or increase the volume, he can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there should be some timer to set for viewing a particular program or switching on and off a particular program according to the user choice.
On the remote?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if we want to view a particular program,
mm-hmm.
at say 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
he can set the time,
right.
and the TV will automatically, it will switch on at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So he can use that kind of properties or features. And then there should be a child lock system. If a particular channel is not to be
yes.
viewed by a particular for
by
a certain
mm-hmm.
age, then the parents can lock that particular channel so that the children cannot view that
mm-hmm.
channel.
Mm-hmm.
And the one of the feature a user would like to have is the compactness of the remote.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The remote should be compact and it should have as many buttons as possible
mm-hmm.
for controlling different functionalities of the TV, television. And this is my personal preference, that it should be in the shape of a T, an alphabet, for more compactability.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more point which I noted it down, like the material which is used for remote should be human friendly. It should not cause any skin disease or something, some allergy
mm-hmm.
to either children or to an
mm-hmm.
adult
mm-hmm.
person. And it should have an alarm clock. A person, if somebody wants to get up at around
mm-hmm.
8 p.m. and he can set the time and it can be used as an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it will cost much to set an alarm clock inside
yeah.
a remote.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a clock, then there can be
an alarm
yes.
clock.
Yeah. And as Janvi said, the buttons can be, we can use the fluorescents to light up the buttons. So different buttons will glow differently. So even in the dark, the user can know what buttons to use to switch on a particular channel. And the design of the remote should be in such a way that there should not be any sharp projections, so that if a child plays with the remote,
mm-hmm.
he should not be harmed in any way. And findings? I found out on different sites that there are different remotes which can be used. There are remotes which use the infrared for controlling the different functionalities. There are remotes which use the radio waves to control the functions. And there are you have different types of remotes with different light source which are used, which can be used for controlling the different functionalities of a television. And these are my few personal preferences. Like it can be used for a multi-purpose use. It can be used as a TV control as plus an alarm clock to set an alarm a timing. And it should have a child lock. And then to save electricity, there should not be much more lots of circuits and all that. And if a person, if parents wants the television to be switched off by 10 o'clock, then it should be switched off at 10 o'clock automatically, so that nobody else comes
it's
later
like
and use it.
Okay, it's like a timer.
Timer, yeah.
Timer.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
like a lock
yeah.
to
and
the
then
television.
Then you can use a timer as well. Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. on my slideshow. Basically, we have already done the agenda, and on the closing, basically there will be lunch break and all that. However, the decision we have to take in this meeting is who is our target group, and what function working design, how does it work? So these are the two things we should come up with. So the first thing is maybe a little easier on the who is our target group. I guess in many ways everybody. Everybody who has a TV.
TV, television, viewers.
Yeah, and I think today there are probably not many people who don't have a TV.
Yeah.
There are a few, but in general not. Now, talking about the target group, which is in a sense everybody, but I think within the target group we have subgroups. We have earlier it was mentioned about, for example, elderly people
mm-hmm.
who have limited function with their fingers and hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one group that's certainly important. Then we have just the nervous people who can never press a little button on anything unless it's really very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much we want to cater to children's use. I mean, that's a question, whether that's important that children can really use it or not. So these are just some thoughts I have on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you feel about whether we can just say we have one target group and for this one target group we're going to design this one thing.
Yeah.
Or whether we're looking at what we're talking about different shapes,
mm-hmm.
whether that different shape also includes maybe different buttons
mm-hmm.
For different groups.
Well, you know, there's the old motto, children under six never shop alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you design something that's very attractive to children, the mommy please, you know, we want it now, we want to go to the store and see it. That has a lot of marketing pull.
That had a lot of appeal, but I think, I'm talking about the functionality now, on it, whether we're looking at different groups. I think the children issue can be addressed with the shape
mm-hmm.
and with colors.
That's right.
You know, like you make it nice and pink, fluorescent, banana color
yes.
or whatever, you know.
You make a banana shape one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for example, you know. But the question is really, who is our target group?
Mm-hmm.
Do we look at one target group? And with the €25, you know, can we afford to have I'm asking the technical people here whether to look at sort of subgroups with maybe different buttons for each group. How much would that throw us out of the cost we are supposed to
respect?
Yeah.
Okay. No, generally, we can design a remote which is mainly for people with age from 10 to 40.
Right.
And then we can add on specific functional buttons for children as well as the elderly people or the people
who
have nervous problems.
Yeah. Maybe
yes.
we can design different remotes for different people. Like for aged people, there will be big buttons and, you know.
Well,
but
in a
family, there will be an aged person,
children
and a middle-aged. But
yeah.
they cannot buy three different remotes. They would like to buy just one. And just one which can be used by all the three.
Yeah, of course, that we can do, but specifically if like elderly people want the big buttons, then you can't really make a big remote controller. So maybe specifically you can design a big remote controller for elderly and for children. Like
what about the
function.
Electronics? That's not really going to change much, is
no,
it?
No, it doesn't cost.
That won't change much, will it?
No,
it doesn't.
The question to be addressed here is only who is the target group and how will it function?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the how will it function is probably the question of the buttons, you know,
yeah.
within the target group or subgroups. The question is only whether our budget will allow to have more than one design, in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the basic design, I understand, will be the same, but the question is, how much will that set us back if, let's say,
40% we make large buttons and the rest we make regular buttons,
yes,
for example.
Yeah.
So that remains to be seen. But the target group as a whole is, it's basically everybody with a TV.
That's right.
Yes.
And can we, is it even feasible to make one remote control with something for everyone? Or will we have to try to use the same electronics and make three different shapes?
Yeah, well, that's the question.
The same electronics, and basically all that's going to be different is the plastic case.
Mm.
And in that case, we could probably, molded plastic isn't all that expensive, is it? You're
no,
an industrial person?
I don't think, no. Well, maybe there's an idea. You know, the new, for example, new portable phones,
mm-hmm.
they have like removable plastic cases.
Yeah.
So you can have a striped one or you can have a fluorescent blue one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe something like that in each package, you know, you have.
Well, there's a real idea.
You have, for example, you have, let's say, a fluorescent blue on it,
mm-hmm.
but then you have another color or a stripe or whatever that already comes in a package.
Mm-hmm.
And then if people really want more colors, they can buy it separately.
Right.
Yeah, like
you
for
know.
Mobile phones, we
yes.
have different, you know, covers.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that's right.
And
but
so
like if then
have.
Everybody is tired of the fluorescent blue and of the striped or whatever they have as another one in the package, then they can go to the store and for a few francs or euros, whatever, they can buy
an alternate package.
An alternate package with another two colors in it, you know, for example.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But I have a doubt, like, will it be cost-wise effective if we design a remote having all the different features for different people, or designing three different remotes for three different categories of people?
Well, I think the idea here is to design one remote.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what the only change is going to be the function, yeah,
okay.
The functional cosmetics, if you
okay.
want to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Having maybe larger buttons or buttons that light up or buttons that are slightly differently shaped for people, either for children. I guess that's the old message.
Finish
meeting
now. well, we may have to come back to one
yeah,
of these
maybe,
points
yeah.
at our next meeting.
But I think
if we do some more research.
I think to sum it up, the target group is basically everybody. If money permits, we can address some features for some subgroups
okay.
within that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
70%
is a unique.
Do we agree on that in
yeah,
principle?
Yeah.
Like money will tell whether
yeah,
we will
yeah.
be able to do that or not.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair
okay.
Enough.
Mm-hmm. So now I understand it's lunch break, and so that's what we will do.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll. See you after lunch.